Welcome, I'm Dr. Juan Fernandez, and this is Living the Full Life, where we talk about your health and how to achieve it to the fullest. As always, I want to remind you, you were created to be healthy, feel good, look great, and enjoy your life. My job is to teach you how to align your life so you can make these things happen. So I want to welcome you today to our show. Today we're going to be focusing on sinuses, sinus infections, and dizziness slash vertigo. I know I did a show back in February about vertigo, and right now is pretty rampant with the sinus infections, allergies, and everything that's going on. I have a lot of patients coming in with sinus pressure slash dizziness, etc. So we're going to be diving into today that topic and give you some practical solutions that you can do to prevent yourself from having these issues. So as always, want to remind you, you can find us on Facebook at Full Life Chiropractic. You can find us on the internet at AskDrJuan.com. You can find us by calling our office at 937-552-7364. You can press option 2 if you want to talk to one of our team members or leave a voicemail. Or you can text that number. Once again, that number is 937-552-7364. You can also search for us in our show on podcast and Spotify. You can search for Living the Full Life with Dr. Juan and literally listen to this show or any other show we've ever done in the past. And obviously, you know, get the information you need or share with a family member, a friend, or a loved one. So, you know, as always, before I get started, I always like to go back and recalibrate my brain and remind you guys and once again myself as to why it is that I get on radio, why it is that I'm passionate about what I do, why it is that I am just always just talking about health, natural health approach, and how the body's meant to heal like God designed it to. And it's all because of a phone call that I received 8 years ago from my mom to tell me that she'd been diagnosed with breast cancer. So when she tells me over the phone, she starts crying. Then, of course, I start crying as my mom is my hero. I saw my mom struggle day in and day out as a single mother of three to put food on the table and a roof over her head. So, you know, I saw her struggle and just her approach at just literally trying to do whatever it took to provide for her kids. So, you know, when I asked her, what are you going to do? She said, son, I know what I'm not doing. I'm not doing chemo and radiation. At which point, of course, I became, you know, a little leery and a little afraid and scared because obviously that's the only treatment that I've ever known for cancer. So, you know, I said, okay, well, if you're not doing the conventional treatment, I can't tell you what to do, but I can tell you one thing. I know God put an awesome power in your brain. And if your brain and your body are communicating at 100%, it ought to function and heal at 100%. So, mom, let's get your spine checked. We got her spine checked. And when you look at the side view of the neck, when you look at the neck on x-ray, you should have a nice curve in your neck. We took an x-ray of my mom's neck and saw that she had lost 100% of the curve in her neck. Her neck was completely straight. Then from front to back, when you look at somebody in their spine, you should be nice and straight. Well, in the upper thoracic region, my mom had an upper deviation between T1 and T7. So very mild scoliosis. And when I saw that, I knew, you know, beyond a shadow of a doubt, I'm like, that's got to be causing some problems because literally my mom for years, really decades, always struggled with upper back pain, neck pain, headaches, and chronic sinus infections. And every time she went to the doctor, she got the same exact answers that I'm going to be talking about today with sinus issues, right? The conventional answers, hey, take this, take that, et cetera, right? So the thing is that when I saw that, I'm like, well, that there's no way that that's helping the organs heal and function at 100%, specifically the breast tissue. And, you know, and then I furthermore, I was like kind of thinking to myself, like, you know what, mom, you've always done things conventionally. Like you always done the medical, you know, route, you know, of course they recommended surgeries and drugs, et cetera. She took over the counter. She got some prescriptions, but never got surgery. And I finally asked her, I'm like, well, why now are you doing things different? Well, like, why are you doing the, you know, the preventative route? Like, why aren't you doing the normal stuff that you used to do? She says, son, simple. I finally realized that I can die and I want to obviously see my grandchildren grow up. And four of those grandchildren are my kids. Eden, who's 8 years old, Eve, who's six, Jean-Luc, who just turned four this week. And then my daughter, Ellery, our youngest, she is 10 months old, about to be 11 months old. So, you know, my mom took responsibility for her health in order to afford my kids, nieces, nephews, an opportunity of having a grandma in the future. And I always ask this question. The question is this: who is responsible for your health? Who is responsible for your health? We all know the answer, folks. You are responsible for your health, right? But in our country, we always go back to the doctor when we have a problem. And the doctor tells you what you can and cannot do. The doctor is being dictated by the insurance what they can and cannot do. So, you know, really your health doesn't fall into the hands of you or your doctors. Unfortunately, that health goes into what the insurance will cover or not cover, right? So unfortunately, this is where we are in America right now. Yes, of course, medicine has its place. It's phenomenal in emergencies, and a lot of, you know, modalities have grown to be able to, you know, help people tremendously. All those things are great, right? But we all know that there's a big, big problem in the medical system, and that's just the only solution to all the problems, for the most part, are medical. They're medicines, drugs, surgeries, right? And many people are starting to realize that that's not what they want. They don't want to be cut open. They don't want a medication that may cause 17 other side effects, right? So the reality is that you have to look at the alternatives out there, right? You have to look at chiropractic, acupuncture. You have to look at, you know, dry needling. You have to look at physical therapy. You have to look at all these different modalities, because the conventional just let's cut you open or, you know, give you drugs approach, people are slowly growing weary of that. And it's not that there's a problem with the people in the system, like nurses and doctors, et cetera, are phenomenal people. You know, the problem is just that the whole system is being dictated and is being obviously, you know, really, really influenced by pharmaceutical companies, insurance companies, et cetera, which once again, they have their place also, right? They're phenomenal. Drugs have been created to help issues that never in a million years would have been able to be helped in an emergency situation and save somebody's life. And like that makes complete sense, right? But when you're talking about preventable health problems, preventable diseases, right? It's much easier to put in the actual work on the front end rather than waiting on the back end to literally try to fix an explosion, right? So it's a lot easier to prevent than lament, right? You know, especially when it comes to, you know, major health issues like heart disease, cancer, et cetera, diabetes, most of which are, for the most part, preventable lifestyle diseases, right? So not saying that, you know, some people are going to get diagnosed randomly, and yes, of course, that does happen. But at the end of the day, if you're addressing the things of health in your body, and you're approaching the health to the best of your ability, 80-20 solution, kind of 80% of the time you're doing most of the healthy stuff, 20% of the time you're being human and, you know, you'll eat the extra cookie and you won't work out and you won't drink all the water you need, right? But at the end of the day, if you're approaching your body from that aspect, 9 times out of 10, you're going to have a better approach at health and you're going to be less sick. Even when you're sick, you're going to be less symptomatic, et cetera, for the most part. Research studies are out there all over the place showing that. So this is why I'm diving into this topic of sinus infections, sinus issues, allergies, dizziness, you know, slash vertigo, because the problem is that people are, right now, as soon as the weather turns, of course, it's like cold and hot, the weather can't make up its mind, right? But the reality is that as soon as it gets warm and the vegetation starts, you know, flourishing and obviously pollen, et cetera, and other allergens in the air, that starts affecting everybody, you know, and some people will react and some other people won't. So, and the reason behind that is super simple, is the immune system in some people's bodies are actually very, very, just hypersensitized, right? And in other people's bodies, they're not necessarily hypersensitized. They're just at normal sensitivity. And yet in other people's bodies, it's very, very low. So at the end of the day, it is important to understand that all these issues, especially when it comes to allergies, is not just necessarily that, oh my gosh, I'm allergic to this one thing and that's the end all be all for me. It's that your immune system is actually overreacting in that aspect towards that actual allergen. So, I'll dive into a little bit more of that later. But right now, I just want to kind of talk through you what the sinuses are and what they do. And then obviously, I like to educate. So I want to just give you why they are there. Number one, like why are there sinus cavities in your head, right? Like, you know, so number one. Number two, where do the infections come from and how does that happen over and over? How do allergies affect that? And how does it all actually end up making you dizzy slash, you know, possibly even creating vertigo? So first of all, let's start with what the sinuses are. So of course we know what a sinus infection is, right? But let's just step back and ask, what are sinuses? Sinuses, we all know for the most part, are cavities inside of our skull slash face, right? That allow for air to be brought in when you're breathing in to be, number one, obviously cleared or, you know, depolluted per se. So taking some of the particles out of the air that may not be favorable to your body, they get trapped in mucus. And second job of the sinuses is to actually moisten and warm up that air before it goes into your lungs, so it doesn't shock the trachea and, you know, the different components of the lungs, right? Because very irritating to the lungs to breathe in, you know, really, really hot air, really, really cold air. So as you all know, in the winter time, it's very, very apparent when it's really cold out and you breathe in really deep, obviously kind of affects your throat slash trachea, et cetera, right? So the sinuses are simply there to, yes, depollute or take away some of the bad stuff out of the air as you're breathing it in. And secondly, is to moisten and also, you know, regulate the temperature to some extent of the actual air coming into your lungs, right? So the sinus cavities are lined with, you know, epithelial cells, blah, 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 all these scientific words. But the most important part about those cavities is that they have a thin lining of actual mucus in there. That's what allows you to trap some of the allergens and dander and bacteria, et cetera, that are flying through the air. So it gets trapped there, and then the job is that the mucus kind of sequesters it, and then the mucus drains to the back of your throat. You either spit it out, or most 9 times out of 10, you don't even notice. It really just slips to the back of your throat, and then you go on with life, and you don't even realize. And it gets to your stomach. The stomach acid kills the bacteria, et cetera, and you're good. You don't even notice it. Sometimes you will get a runny nose, and you'll get a runny nose because the body's kind of like, you know, slightly overwhelmed. So it's actually creating more mucus to get rid of the actual allergen or, you know, et cetera, that you've been exposed to, you know, whatever, whether it's a virus or bacteria or whatever, smoke, et cetera. So that's what the body does. That's the job, and that's what it's supposed to do. That's what sinuses are, and that's how they work. They literally warm up the air that's going in your nostrils, actually. They warm up the air. They moisten it, and they take away any pollutants or bad stuff out of the air. For the most part, of course, there's things that can still get through. And then it's gotten rid of through the mucus that you have, and that goes into your digestive tract, and it gets killed, et cetera, et cetera. So that's what sinuses do. I do have to take a quick break here. You're listening to Living the Full Life on 1290, 95.7 WHIO, Dayton, Susan Talk.
It's an Ask the Expert weekend on Dayton and Springfield's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic station, 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's News and Talk. It's our Ask the Expert weekend on the Miami Valley radio station with breaking news, weather, and traffic, 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's News and Talk.
Welcome back. I'm Dr. Juan Fernandez, and this is Living the Full Life, where we talk about your health and how to achieve it to the fullest. As always, you can find us on Facebook at Full Life Chiropractic. You can find us on Instagram as well at Full Life Chiropractic. You can find us on podcasts via iTunes. You can search for Living the Full Life with Dr. Juan. You can also find us by calling our office at 937-552-7364. You can press option 2 to talk to one of our team members or leave a voicemail, or you can also text that number. Once again, that number is 937-552-7364. And obviously, whether you want to come in for an appointment, et cetera, you let us know, you text that number, and we will get you the information you're seeking. So right now, you know, talking about sinuses, you know, dizziness, and, you know, I'm building up to it because I want to make sure you understand what sinuses are. So sinuses, once again, are cavities, if you're just joining us, in the skull and in the face bones, right, that basically allow you to warm up the air, take pollutants away from it, and also moisten it so you can breathe with a little bit more ease and not create too much shock to your respiratory tract when you're breathing in, right? So that's what sinuses do. And then, you know, talking about sinus infections or even allergies or, you know, dizziness and how they're all tied together, basically, it starts like this. So you're out and about, you're going through life, right? And you're, you know, stressed out because of work, right? You got things coming up, you got deadlines to meet, you're moving, getting a new job, whatever, the typical stuff that we deal with. So we're on a heightened mode of, you know, kind of like stress. So that stress puts our immune system in kind of a little bit of on edge, right? So the immune system is on edge, which is sometimes heightened, sometimes it gets weakened, especially when you're exposed to stress constantly, which some of you, because of work or life or situations you're in, that's the case, right? So then you're going about your business, you're going through life, you're kind of making do, doing the best you can with what you have, right? And then you get exposed to an allergen, or let's just kind of keep it in the allergy world, right? Because that's what most people are dealing with right now. So you get exposed to an allergen, whether it's dander from a, you know, animal or, you know, a pollen or something as such, you get exposed to that. The process that is supposed to happen is that the allergen gets trapped in the mucus. inside of your sinus cavity. The body then realizes, hey, yep, this thing is right here. Let's just go ahead and get rid of it. You know, some macrophages, different immune system cells will come and attack it and kind of just get rid of it. And that's great. But sometimes if you are really allergic to something, example, pollen, easiest one to use, the body says, holy cow, this bad guy is here. And we recognize him from before. We told him to not come around. We're going to kick his rear again. And actually, we're going to do it extra this time. So what happens is that the body not only starts attacking the minor pieces of pollen, it puts your entire mucus tract on high alert. It says, hey, listen, this guy's around. I think he's going to come back. More of his buddies are coming with him. We need to get rid of him. We killed a couple of his colleagues already. If he shows back up, you need to punch him really, really hard. That's what the immune system is thinking. So then your eyes start watering. So you're producing extra stuff to wash out the potentials for, because the body's intelligent. The body says, okay, well, it came in through the nose. You know what? It can come in the mouth. It can come in the eyes. So we're going to just create a ton of mucus in all those places, or saliva or fluids, to wash it out and prevent him from ever coming in here, right? Or any of his buddies. So that's what happens. So now if your immune system is heightened, especially to one specific allergen, that happens. But the problem arises when you're exposed over and over and over. Eventually the body says, holy cow, this guy's not going away. Then the inflammatory response for an infection happens, because then there is a good bacteria, there's a bad bacteria that kind of just starts fighting in your sinuses, and then your sinuses go overboard and say, you know, we're going to create so much mucus that you're not going to be able to get in here. And that's what happens. You get all stuffy. Your eyes get swollen. They start itching. Histamine is released. There is literally a major cascade that happens for pro-inflammatory response that takes place. And then guess what? You have allergy symptoms. Your throat is scratchy. You lose your voice. Your eyes are tearing up. The bottom of your eyes get puffy. You know, you're blowing your nose every 10 seconds. You might as well be a patient that has a virus, right? Because nobody knows what you got. Is it allergies or is it, you know, a virus, right? So the reality is that that is a response to the immune system. So I do have to take a quick break here. You are listening to Living the Full Life on 1290, 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's
and
Talk.
It's an Ask the Expert weekend on Dayton and Springfield's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic station, 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's News and Talk. It's our Ask the Expert weekend on the Miami Valley radio station with breaking news, weather, and traffic, 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's News and Talk.
Welcome back. I'm Dr. Juan Fernandez, and this is Living the Full Life, where we talk about your health and how to achieve it to the fullest. As always, I want to remind you, you can find us on Facebook at Full Life Chiropractic. You can find us on the internet at AskDrJuan.com. You can find us by calling our office at 937-552-7364. You can also text that number once again, 937-552-7364. You can also search for us on podcast via iTunes or Spotify, and you can listen to this show or any other shows we've ever done in the past, at which point then you can share that information with loved ones and people you care about, or just listen to it again and slow it down and even pause, because I know I speak fast, right? But literally, you can listen to this information and apply it and allow it to transform your life from the inside out, naturally healthy, so you can then live the full life. So I want to welcome you back. For those of you just joining us today we're talking about sinus infections, sinuses, dizziness, vertigo, allergies, like all of it together. That's going to be the title of the actual, the show. But the reality is that we have to talk about it right now, because people are dealing with this right now. And specifically when it comes to sinus infections that are kind of recurring right now, I have a lot of patients coming in. Dr. Juan, I'm dizzy. Dr. Juan, my ears feel full. Dr. Juan, my sinuses are stuffy. I have a sinus headache. The cheeks, like right next to my nose, my cheek felt like I was getting stabbed by a knife all night last night. My teeth hurt when I chew, all that stuff. All that is related to the sinus cavities, the infections that are happening, the allergies. So on the previous segment, for those of you who are just joining us, quick recap. I was talking about sinuses, what they are, right? Sinuses, like when people say, it's funny, well, patients will tell me this, and some of you are listening that are my patients, so I'm not trying to direct this at anybody, but it's just funny. People say, hey, Dr. Juan, I have sinuses going on. I'm like, yeah, I have sinuses too. Like, we all have sinuses, right? It's just funny. What they mean to say is I have a sinus infection, or my sinuses are inflamed, or something along those lines, right? We all have sinus cavities. That's just part of how we are created. That's the way that God designed us, right? Once again, sinuses are important because they warm up the air, they take away, you know, pollutants, you know, bacteria, et cetera, out of the air, so we can breathe in a cleaner form of air. And it also warms up the air and it moistens it, so your body doesn't have this huge shock when obviously you're breathing in like excessively cold air, excessively hot air, or excessively dirty air, right? So that is the role of sinuses. And then, you know, on the previous segment, I was explaining how if you have an allergy to like dander, cat dander, or animal, whatever, dander, or pollen, etc., if you're allergic to anything that makes you like sneeze and stuffy and your eyes tear and they water and you just feel like, you know, your throat gets scratchy, etc., that is because your body's exposed to an allergen that you don't agree with. And basically, your immune system is oversensitized. And the way that I explain this is like, you have a brother and sister. They're like, you know, let's call it, they're like 7 and 8 years old, right? And they're playing. And the brother is annoying because brothers, you know, kids, boys. I have a boy. I was a boy. Like, we are just high energy, going crazy. I always want to wrestle, punch, pull, you know, break things, etc., right? So the brother is obviously, like, you know, bothering the sister. So the sister tells mommy, right, the first time. The brother doesn't do anything, you know, doesn't bother for a little bit, and then starts bothering her again an hour later. Sister then kicks him. Then he starts crying. He tells mommy. She tells mommy. Says, hey, Bobby, stop bothering your sister. So Susie keeps getting bothered by Bobby. Bobby, you know, keeps, you know, teasing her. And then Susie then not only kicks him, punches him in the face, right? So it's a huge escalation of force, right? So it goes from, leave me alone, I'm going to tell mommy, to I'm going to kick you. So kicks him in the leg. And then boom, dead square, knockout punch in the face, middle of the face, right? Once again, graphic. Once again, I'm not at all advocating violence, any of that. I'm just using the example, right? So Bobby gets punched in the face by Susie. Mommy then, holy cow, Bobby, you're wrong because you're bothering, but Susie, you're wrong also because you punch him in the face. That's not what you do. You tell mommy, and then we solve it civilly, etc., right? So the immune system is the same way, right? Bobby is the allergen. Susie is the immune system. So Bobby keeps exposing your body. So when you were younger, some of you, it's funny, I have patients now that are older, like in, you know, retired age, 60, 65, 70. They're like, Dr. Juan, I never had allergies in my life. I never had anything like that. And now I'm kind of developing them, right? So there's a whole rabbit hole I can go into as to, you know, exposures to viruses, et cetera, that could cause that. But let's keeping all things true, right? Basically, the body was always sensitive to that. However, the immune system started punching harder, and eventually the immune system punched so hard that it's not only affecting the allergen / bacteria, it's affecting you also. So autoimmune issues, once again, it's a little segue, autoimmune issues come from the fact that the body is punching back, the immune system specifically, is punching back so hard that it's not only damaging the bad stuff, it's damaging itself, auto itself, right? So sinuses basically are meant to clear the air, etc., but, you know, allergens or pollen, etc., get stuck in there. The body, instead of punching, actually not only it brings the artillery, it literally goes overboard. So then that's when the extra mucus and everything is produced, teary eyes, itchy nose, sneezing, etc., because the body's trying to get rid of the allergen, right? So this is what, then if that is, that goes on long enough, then there's a ton of mucus that's created, and there's a fluid buildup in the sinuses, and that causes the germs to grow even more. So now you're all stuffy and et cetera. And then what that does, and then it starts affecting a ton of other things, right? So specifically, your equilibrium centers in your ears. So you know when you get in a plane and you start flying and like the equalizing pressure happens and you got to either chew gum or like, you know, you know, pop your ears, is what people call it, right? Like, kind of, you take a deep breath in and you do that whole thing and you yawn and sometimes it pops your ears, right? That is essentially what's happening. But crazy to know is that if your sinuses are not clear and you have any mucus buildup and it's overboard, or part of the sinus may be actually, you know, kind of cut off because there's so much mucus or nasal polyp or something like that, then the equilibrium of pressure doesn't happen. Then it starts affecting the ear. When it affects the ears are very important when it comes to balance, equilibrium, right? So when you feel dizzy from, especially when you have a sinus, that's what, the first question I'm asking all my patients that come in. Dr. Juan, you know, I just really randomly, like, I just started feeling dizzy over the weekend and I feel great. Like, and the first question I ask, like, have you had any sinus issues? Oh, you know what, Dr. Juan? Yeah, I've noticed, like, my nose is running a little bit more. And I'm like, okay, well, are you typically allergic to something? Like, yeah, you know what? Now that I think about it, I do get allergies in the middle of, you know, the spring. And I'm like, well, that makes complete sense. And the very next thing I say is, I've had a ton of other patients come in with the same exact thing. So what we're going to do today is we're going to release your sinuses, which is an adjustment that we do. We release your sinuses, and then we also adjust the ears. Once again, sounds crazy, but we then basically create the ability for the sinuses to clear along with the equalizing of the pressure in the ears and allow, by the way, the ears also drain. So sometimes whenever you have a sinus infection, that bacteria through being exposed in the body also creates not necessarily an ear infection, but an ear irritation. So the ears kind of feel full of fluid. You feel like you're underwater. You feel like crackling and popping, whatever. That is telling me that the ear is more likely creating an infection also, right? So then now you have not only a sinus infection, pressure right above your eyebrows and also on the side of your nose, on the cheekbones there. So then also then not only do you have ear issues, then as you're chewing food or chewing gum, etc., you'll knock your teeth together like that. And you'll notice that like a tooth feels like there's like rotting in the inside and it feels like very, very painful on the inside. That is not that your tooth is bad. You may even get a toothache. It's not any of that. It's the fact that those sinuses sometimes, in some people, the nerves run through the sinus cavity and that nerve is being irritated. And it's actually the same nerve that passes through the maxillary bone, especially top teeth typically, right? The maxillary bone that holds your teeth in. And literally, it feels like you have a toothache or a rotting tooth. And it's not the issue. It's the fact your sinuses are actually completely clogged up or you have a sinus infection. So I know like that was a lot. Like, Dr. Juan, you went deep with anatomy. And this is where I love to educate for you to understand why it is that I make the recommendations that I make. Because clearly, if you know what is happening and how it's happening, then you can more likely than not figure out what the problem is and how to approach it from a different approach. When you are clueless and you have no idea how things work, I can literally tell you, oh yeah, it's because your hair is too long on the left side of your head and we got to cut it and then that'll make your sinuses work better. And this is the problem because legitimately people are so unaware what their bodies are supposed to do, the normal anatomy. You will not believe the amount of people that tell me that like I had no idea that, you know, like my brain communicates with my body through my spinal cord that runs through my back and that goes to every organ in my body. I had like, I know it's like normal for me to know that. And I think I learned it, but I just don't remember it. And then it makes sense to why like my low back hurts and I also have digestive issues, or my upper back hurts. And then I also have, you know, digestive, you know, upper GI issues. Like, you know, I'm burping all the time. I feel bloated, et cetera. So this is where, you know, some common knowledge is not so common after all. Right. So right now, what do you do? So you're okay. Great. Dr. Juan, that's awesome. What do you do? How do you fix it? What do you do? So I'm going to give you some of the symptoms that people do have, and what some of the solutions are. And obviously I'll hit some more on the last segment, but when you have a sinus infection, some of the symptoms that you may, you know, I kind of already, you know, touched on them, but facial pain or pressure, like you feel like your face is about to like explode almost, right? Like the, especially behind your cheeks, like those cheekbones. I literally had a patient this week. She came in. She's like, Dr. Juan, it felt like in the middle of the night, for some reason, it felt like somebody was stabbing me with a knife in my cheek. And like, I'm like, am I having a toothache, et cetera? And then she's like, and all of a sudden I lost my voice. And I'm like, oh, that's sinuses. She's like, oh, really? So like, yeah, your sinuses are inflamed. there's infection, it's draining to the back of your throat. Your throat is so irritated that your vocal cords are getting obviously affected. You can't talk. You feel like you're about to get sick or feel like you have a cold, but it's not really quite a cold. You're not coughing or anything like that. And then I asked her, I'm like, does it feel like weird to like chew food or do your ears feel weird? It's like, yeah, as a matter of fact, it does. So I obviously adjusted her sinuses, et cetera. So facial pressure on the nasal area, especially the sinus areas, right there between the eyebrows and the very top of, you know, above your eyes. And then also on the cheeks, as a dead giveaway, you have a sinus infection or sinus issues. Infected nasal discharge. So obviously, like, the goo that's coming out of your nose is like green or yellow. Like, that's an infection, right? And then obviously you're congested. You just sound like nasally, right? Like, you can't breathe. You can't really breathe in or out very well. That's some of the symptomatology that people see that have a sinus issue, whether it's related to an allergy or whether it's related to, you know, whatever, you know, virus or bacteria they've been exposed to. So, folks, I do have to take a quick break here. You're listening to Living the Full Life on 1290, 95.7 WHIO, Days and Talk.
It's an Ask the Expert weekend on Dayton and Springfield's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic station, 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's News and Talk. It's our Ask the Expert weekend on the Miami Valley radio station with breaking news, weather, and traffic, 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's News and Talk.
Welcome back. I'm Dr. Juan Fernandez, and this is Living the Full Life, where we talk about your health and how to achieve it to the fullest. As always, I want to remind you, you can find us on Facebook at Full Life Chiropractic. You can find us on the internet at AskDrJuan.com. You can find us by calling our office at 937-552-7364. Once again, that number is 937-552-7364. You can either A, call that number. If you do, you can hit option 2. You can talk to one of our team members. You can also leave a voicemail, or you can be text that number. Once again, 937-552-7364. You can text that number and say, hey, I'm interested in setting up an appointment, or hey, I'm interested in coming to your next workshop, or hey, I'm interested in whatever it is, or I have a question about whatever, right? You know, we're different. We're not better. We're not worse. There's a lot of phenomenal chiropractors in the area, a lot of really great doctors, right? We just do things a little different. Not better or worse, we're just different, right? So, you know, our approach is just basically to empower the patient through information so they can make the best healthcare decision they can on their own. And obviously, we assist them in that journey. So that's literally our approach. Our hope and prayer is that everybody gets the opportunity to experience real health so they can experience full life. And that's just why the name of our practice is Full Life Chiropractic. So, you know, talking about sinuses and allergies, I want to just give you some things to do. So what do you do? Dr. Juan, great. Like, okay. Some other symptoms just very quickly that you may also have if you have sinus issues. Obviously, we talked about tenderness in the pain, in the face. Also, runny nose, nasal drip, nasal congestion. You can also get headaches. You can get throat irritation and cough. You can get, obviously, a hoarse voice. You can also develop a fever if actually the infection lasts a longer than a certain amount of time, typically 72 hours, right? You can also develop bad breath. Bad breath, most people don't even realize, right? So I've suffered from that from time to time, and I'm like, oh, wow, like, okay, what do I do, right? So sometimes that drainage to the back of your throat is obviously putrid. It's infected. That doesn't smell very good. Just think of like a rotting carcass of an animal on the side of the road. Doesn't smell very good. Picture that in a very smaller scale in the back of your throat. And obviously you're breathing and talking and clearly disgusting, but that is literally why you would get bad breath. So some over-the-counter medications that you can take, of course, you know, Zyrtec, Sudafed, et cetera, et cetera. And I don't even like, you know that. Most people know that. So I'm not even covering that information. What I want to cover is like, what can you do naturally? Like, what do you do? What do you do, Dr. Juan, when you have a nasal issue? What I do is I irrigate my sinuses. So nasal irrigation, so it's like flushing out. So there's a lot of things out there, the neti pot, the Navage, you can do, you know, colloidal silver, et cetera, et cetera. So what the one thing that I definitely want to say is this, it doesn't really matter what actual tool you use to get that done. What matters is that you don't use dirty water. So if you're going to irrigate your sinuses, right, think about it. You're getting pollutants from air, a lot less particles in the air than in water, right? Because it's obviously less, you know, dense. So we won't go into physics class or any of that. But nonetheless, the actual air has pollutants, right? So if you use like just regular tap water that's not filtered, distilled, etc., you're putting water, which actually contains a ton of chemicals slash, you know, especially tap water. Just got done doing the detox workshop a couple weeks ago. And literally, like, we went through, like, 84,000 chemicals can be found in water. So if you're using dirty water and putting that into your sinuses that are already infected, does it make sense that that doesn't help? Of course it does, right? So this is what you want to make sure. The number one most important thing that you can do if you're utilizing nasal irrigation, like the neti pot, the Navage, a few others that are out there, right? Make sure that you are utilizing the correct water, right? Most important thing. Yes, warm it up and all that cute stuff, put the salt in it. The reason why the salt in the Navage or also the neti pot works is because bacteria do not like actual salt. It makes them shrink and basically shrivel down to until they die. So this is why it's very, very effective. And then you get the goos of, you know, junk out of your nose and you get any allergens or pollutants that are stuck in the mucus. So you kind of get a fresh start. The one thing that I do use is colloidal silver. Colloidal silver is awesome because it has antibacterial, anti blah, blah, blah properties, anti everything properties, basically. If you think about silverware back in the day, it was made out of silver because it resists a lot of bacteria and just junk from growing on it that you wouldn't be able to see with the naked eye. So that is what I do when I have any sinus issues. So I take colloidal silver. Pretty, pretty cool. There's an awesome place here in Troy called Whole Health for the Whole Family. They have all this natural stuff that I talk about. I always give a shout out to all those ladies there. They're amazing, right? They just have a wealth of knowledge of all the products there. But colloidal silver comes, Sovereign Silver is the name of the company. It comes in an actual little glass bottle. It's opaque because sun, you know, kind of degrades it, etc. But it has a nasal spray attachment that you can utilize to spray right into your sinuses, which then kills the bacteria and it kills, obviously, all the extra stuff that happens, right? The last thing you can do is herbal treatments, right? There's a lot of herbal supplements, once again, essential oils that are very, very powerful in preventing sinus infections. And even if you do have it, reducing the inflammation or even the side effects of it. So herbal treatments, once again, definitely, definitely something that I would highly, highly recommend to exploring because, once again, it's a plant that was grown on the earth that God put there for us to utilize. So once again, if you use it in the proper way, it may be able to help you. So folks, I am out of time. Today we talked about dizziness, obviously sinuses, sinus infections, all that. Once again, that is all I got regarding that. Thanks so much for joining us. I appreciate you listening from week to week, every single one of you that listens to all the time. I appreciate you guys listening. Once again, you're listening to Living the Full Life on 1290, 95.7 WHIO, the Azusa Talk.
It's an Ask the Expert weekend on Dayton and Springfield's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic station, 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's News and Talk.